just means I'm old. But, you know, if someone had told me when I was, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old, I'd play 1,000 games as a professional basketball player, I'd have probably been pretty happy.
Let's talk about that. And, you know, the rate of play or the pace of play you're playing at, you're playing probably as good as you played at this point.
Yeah, you know, I felt good this year. I've really struggled physically for the last 6 weeks, but coincidentally tonight I felt the best I felt in 6 weeks. So hopefully, you know, the work we did last week has really gotten me to a good point where I can finish the season strong and play at the level, you know, I played at for the most part this season and help our team win as many games here down the stretch.
Other than the turnovers, it was a pretty good all-around game for guys tonight.
Yeah, we did well. I mean, we had our moments. The second quarter wasn't very good in the first 2 minutes of the third, but overall we played well. We did our job, and I thought we were fairly sharp tonight other than the turnovers.
Nice moment, you know, for the 1,000th game during the game, they kind of had to stop playing, recognize you. What was that like?
Yeah, I was touched that they, you know, recognized my 1,000th game, and the fans gave me a nice ovation, and that means a lot. You know, as you get older, you realize this won't last forever, and, you know, for the fans to appreciate, you know, my effort, it's really nice. So I didn't even know. If you had asked me 2 days ago, before Bob Young said to me, "This is your 1,000th game," I couldn't have guessed if it was 600 or 900 or whatever. So it was a nice surprise.
How about 15-5 in the last 20 games, and you're not gaining any ground? Just talk about it.
Well, that's the nature of the West. You know, the West is very tough. If you have a day off, you might go down a spot. So we've got to play at a really high level here, and we knew that going in. We knew it was going to be difficult. A lot of people picked us out of the playoffs for us to have over 40 wins with 15 games left and an opportunity to really pick up some ground here in the next couple of weeks. We got to feel good about it. We got to feel positive and optimistic and go out and really play like we're desperate for it.
Did you use that timeout that Alvin called in the third quarter to kind of get that focus back?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, you know, you never want to take a chance in those moments when – you know, you come down, miss, they score, miss, they score, miss, they score. No matter, you know, what shots are going in and out, we had to refocus there because we had a poor second quarter. We talked about it at halftime, and to come out like that was disappointing, and we just needed to regroup and make sure that we didn't let it slide to where we got down 10 or so.
Did you see anything where Grant hit his head, or is it this kind
of? I didn't see anything. I know he went to the basket really hard. I know he took a lot of contact there. But apparently hit his head pretty good. So, you know, Grant's amazing. He just gives up his body every night, takes a beating, and, you know, it's another shot to the head for him. So, you know, we're all kind of worried for him, but he can't change the way he plays, and he's a phenomenal talent, and we need him. So hopefully he's not too bad.
Thanks.